Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. In our studios, I'm joined by my co-host, Luckett Pérez, as we bring you hot sports news, today being the 27th of May, 2026. Right. Top story, Royal Challengers Bangalore have qualified for the finals, the defending champions of the Tata IPL 2026. When they thumped Gujarat Titans by 92 runs yesterday. Meanwhile, the Sri Lanka national squad consisting of the one-day T20 and the test team left the shores of Sri Lanka to the West Indies yesterday, accompanied by Sri Lanka's new coach, Gary Kirsten. And we also will give you details of a gratitude message that's been conveyed to Dialogue by so many schools for sponsoring the rugby tournament that's also coming up, and we peep into what's happening in the basketball world. Well, let me start off with news. Royal Challengers Bangalore, fantastic performance yesterday, the defending champions. They are through to the finals after they completely outplayed Gujarat Titans by 92 runs, sadly, in a one-sided game. RCB batting first made 254 for 8, Padikkar 93, Virat Kohli 43, Krunal Pandya 43, Devdutt Padikkar 30. And of course, as far as the bowling was concerned, Rabada, the South African, took 2 for 54, but very expensive by his brilliant standards as a bowler. Jason Holder, the West Indian, took 2 for 39. Gujarat Titans bowled out in the 20th over for 162. They've conceded this game by 92 runs, but at least they do have the bite of another sherry, because remember, teams that end up 1 and 2 have two opportunities to qualify for the finals. So they will still remain in the competition because they'll play against the winner of Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals, the game coming up today. Because these are teams that qualified in the third and the fourth spot. But of course, the team that loses goes home. So Gujarat Titans will be seen in pursuit again against the winner of the game coming up today between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals. And like I made mention, let me repeat myself, RCB, who won the game yesterday, goes straight through to the finals. Right, having a look at the bowling here, it was Jacob Duffy who took 3 for 39, Bhuvanesh Kumar 2 for 28, Rashim Salem, 2 for 24, and Krunal Pandya took 2 for 16. None of the batters, barring Rahul Titwari who made 68 and Josh Butler who made 29, impressed for Gujarat Titans. So disappointing performance in all honesty, because they were bowled out in the 20th over for 162 runs, to be precise. Don't forget the game today, Sunrisers Hyderabad versus Rajasthan Royals. Right, moving on to what's happening in the West Indies. Like I made mention, Sri Lanka squad consisting of the Test, ODI and T20 left with Gary Kirsten, the new coach, left the shores of Sri Lanka after the traditional religious ceremonies performed at Sri Lanka Cricket. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you the one-day squad, because the tournament gets underway with three ODIs, the first one being played on the 3rd of June, the second on the 7th, and the third on the 9th. So let's take a look at the squad. Pratham Nisanka, Kamil Mishra, Pawan Ratnayake, Kushal Mendis, Kamindu Mendis. That will be a strong batting lineup, I guess. Milan Ratnayake. And of course, we do have the luxury of Janet Lienage and Charit Asalanka as well joining the batting cordon. Going down the line, we have Dunit Vellalage, Vanidu Hasaranga, Mahesh Tikshana, Dushmanta Chamira, Silshan Madushan, and Ishan Malinga, the two seamers. And of course, they'll be joined by Asita Fernando and Pramod Madushan. So let me run through the team yet again, because, you know, announcing so many names, you might sometimes struggle to keep a note of it. So please jot it down. Pratim Nisanka, Kamil Mishra, Pawan Ratnayake, Kushal Mendis, Kamindo Mendis, then Charit Asalanka and Janet Lienage, Milan Ratnayake, Tunit Vellalage, Manindu Hasaranga, Mahesh Deekshana, Dilshan Madushanka, Ishan Malinga, and there are two seamers joining this squad, Asita Fernando and Pramod Madushan. The tournament gets underway with the ODI version. Lakit and I will keep you posted where to watch these games. And I'm told that games get underway Sri Lanka time at 9 o'clock in the evening. Right, before I wind up, I need to give you some news on the Sabah qualifiers under 19 basketball. Yesterday, Sri Lanka under 18ers got the better of Maldives by 132 points to 42. Massive thumping, isn't it? They also thumped Bangladesh day before yesterday by 138 to 44. So they are on a roll. And even the women beat the Maldivian girls by 77 points to 44. That's news for you from the basketball court here in Sri Lanka. Well, I hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as Lakit and I did enjoy bringing it to you. Once again, let's take this opportunity of wishing Sri Lanka team all the very best on their tour of Sri Lanka. Here is a special communique, what we call as a gratitude from all the schools to the company called Dialogue, who are sponsoring schools rugby. And I'm told, I was informed yesterday by Spencer Leon, our statistician, that sponsorship fee is over 100 million rupees. And rugby being very popular, especially the schools game, for Dialogue to have come forward and sponsored this mega tournament is a great gesture in promoting rugby in Sri Lanka. Of course, we are having a bit of a slumber this week because it's a long, long, long tournament, mind you. And we just finished first round number one. So we rest today, this week, and round number two gets underway. That's the cup, the plate, and the bowl next week. We'll keep you informed of all the results for your listening information on your favorite web channel, www.goforgold.lk, where we bring you news hot off the field. Now it's time for some fun. Get your headsets on as Lakit and I spin you a record for your listening pleasure. Traditional songs today for a change.